Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. We have with us tonight Ms. Nikki Williams for Women of America. We're going to go into some music, and then we're going to come back with Ms. Williams. All right, listeners, just give me a second, and we'll go into the show. We have Ms. Nikki Williams on the line for Women of America. This is Show Talk with Angela Butler. Just give me a second. Having some technical difficulties. Just give me a minute.
Something to help the women.
Do you feel there's a need for networking among women?
Yeah, I do. I do, because a lot of women are losing their way. A lot of women are being more and more, they're pulling further and further apart, being disconnected. And I do believe that this organization will pull women closer together to join together for something positive instead of negative. So this is something positive. We want all women to reach out and to be connected to one another and to know what each other is doing. So if we have a individual or a woman who's falling by the wayside, we can pick each other up.
What is your educational background?
Yes, I got my education in Shreveport, Louisiana. I attended high school there. Do have a diploma, do have a degree, and I went to LSU, in Louisiana as well. So that is my educational background, and also I did do some mortgage work and things of that nature. Actually, I was supposed to be a school teacher, but I
Okay.
took a different route.
All right. Okay. Where will this event be held?
The event is going to be held in McKinney, Texas.
Okay. What time will the event start and end?
The event will start at 2 o'clock and end at 4 for 2 hours.
Are you an entrepreneur?
Yeah, I am. I am. I've always been an entrepreneur. I have this entrepreneur spirit dwells in me. I'm always finding ways to make money, start something new. So I've always had that entrepreneur spirit. I did have a company long back ago, and I started my own company actually at the age of, I think I was about 21 years old. Yeah, about 21, 22 years old. Started my own company, did really, really well. And so, I mean, it grew, went really, really big in Georgia. So I always had this entrepreneurial spirit, and I know what it takes to maintain.
Hello? 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 Looks like we've lost our caller. We're going to go to some music and see if they call back.
It's emotional, and John Michael.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought I knew you, someone that I could trust. Thought we'd do the unthinkable, miles away from lust. We were Cupid's best creation, like role models and such. And we drove our friends crazy the way we laughed and we touched. But was I dreaming? Did I fall in love with the idea of a family?
All right, we have our caller back, Miss Nikki Williams. How are you
I'm
doing,
sorry
Miss
about
Williams?
that. I'm
That's
sorry. I'm
okay. That's
so
okay.
sorry.
That happens. That happens. As a woman and a businesswoman, do you encounter any obstacles? I'm sorry, my tongue sounds like the best of the cat. Obstacles.
I do. I do, and I think that all women do have obstacles in their life that they go through. And I think that's what motivated me to push me to do this women's group because of the obstacles I've had in the past. And when you have obstacles, it sometimes pushes you into a new direction and to help somebody else. Because I remember at one stage in my life where, I looked around and I looked for help, and there was no help. No other woman encouraged me or helped me when I needed help. And I looked for that. And that's why I said that women are losing their connections. They're becoming more disconnected rather than connected. They're pulling apart rather than pulling together. So that's what really motivated me because of the obstacles were so great and so significant to whereas I really needed to talk to somebody and there was nobody to talk to, or I really needed a helping hand, or I lost some things, or I lost a house or a car. I'm just like any other woman out there. And there was nobody there to give me transportation. There was nobody there to give me a roof over my head. So I had to do the best I can to do that for my children and myself. So I think that's what motivated me to do this. So as a strong black woman, I've always did my best to keep a roof over my head for my children and myself, a car to drive, that kind of thing. And I depended on God, too, as well, which was the first and foremost of my life to help me get all this done. So that's what this organization really is geared to help women, you know, like myself that have struggled through some hard times and things like that, and they can reach out and there will be somebody there to help them.
Yes, you are definitely a strong black woman, and that is a testimony. You're a strong woman. I've been through a great deal too, and I'm still going through, and there are not any women who are really helping me. You know what I'm saying? The connection isn't there, but that's my own personal story. Why Women of America? Why did you choose this organization? Why Women of America?
Okay. Well, I think I answered that just a few minutes ago.
Okay. All right. You don't have to answer it again. What are your goals for Women of America?
I'm sorry?
What are some of your goals for Women of America?
Some of my goals for Women of America is I want to see at least over 100 members in this organization pull together and basically help each other in business, boost their business expertise, meaning that I want to see women, if a woman is unemployed, okay, I want to see another woman who has a business to take this lady in and say, look, I have a position here, and we need to, you know, we need to get it filled and you know, to be able to help that woman stay employed. Because this woman, if you think about it, more than average woman, more than 50% of women have kids, have children. And I very rarely see women with one child. But, you know, they have more than one child, and they need help. They need that. And a lot of women want to work, but maybe they can't work, or they having some funding issues or things of that nature. But most of the women that I do talk to, they really want to work. They really want to be a part of something. So I haven't seen one woman yet turn down a job. So every woman wants to work. So I want to see every woman get a job, stay employed, that kind of thing. I think that was on my website as well, about staying employed. So we want to keep women employed. We want to see more women owning more businesses around the country, which is good. And there's a lot of headstrong women out there. But we want headstrong women, but we don't want barriers either. That means we don't want people to be so high-minded where they can't come down and talk to women. You know, we want people on a day-to-day basis, just like us, saying that, okay, hey, I have a business, and I'm hiring, I'm looking for this criteria, and we're going to place those women in that, in those spots. That's what we want to do. We want to see women grow.
Okay. You also help men, too, who are in need of assistance, too, right?
I couldn't quite hear the question.
This organization is not just for women, though. You help men with families too, right?
We don't help men just yet. Well, we get into that part. But it's a organization designed for women. That's what the organization is designed for. But we will probably add men, you know, a little later. But we want to be a nurturer to women for starters. We're not discriminating against men or anything like that, but it is an organization for women. Yes.
Okay, organization for women. Are you trying to break a cycle of poverty for families and children?
Yes, we are. And this is the reason why we want women to stay employed. We want women to stay employed, and we want women to do things that they want to do. How many women have you seen that they're on a job because they have to be on a job? They don't like the job, but they're on the job because that's the only way they can keep food on their table or Pampers for their babies, things like that, a roof over their head. I mean, how many women out there who are like that, who work a job 9 to 5, they can't stand their boss, they can't stand their job, but they're there just because they need to be there. They have to be there. So we want women that really want to have a job but love their job, love what they're doing, love their career, who are career-minded, and also that, you know, they want to start a business and they have a good idea, but maybe they don't have the funds to do so, but they want to do something that they love to do, and maybe they're really gifted in doing that. I mean, I know women today that could do really good hair, and they are really, really, really talented in doing hair. I've seen it, and they just don't have the funds to have their own salon, or, you know, their own have funds for their own salon to do hair. There are so many artists out there in women, and I think that if we pull together and help these women fund their business, we might can't fund everything, but to help them along the way, I think that would be a great success, and that could pull a lot of this depression down, depression out of these women, because sometimes women can become depressed as well because they're doing something that they don't like doing. So we want all women to, you know, to be open at doing something that they love to do and also make money at what they like doing.
Okay. That sounds wonderful. That sounds wonderful. That sounds wonderful. That sounds like something I would love to be a part of. I have a small little business here, and it's, you know, it's, I told you about it, you know, but we can't talk about it on
exactly.
Air. How often do you hold this event?
Okay. Well, we have these meetings twice a month, okay? And it is a nonprofit organization. We have these meetings twice a month. So our meeting is June 16th at 2 o'clock in Dallas, Dallas, Texas. So we will have it here in Texas. And then the next meeting we will have it again. So we will have it twice a month. And we will have a round table with all the women there, and we will talk about things that we're trying to do. So we will have it twice a month, and also we will have other events as well, bigger events that will come up, and also around the world. We want to travel, so we want to pull all women from different sectors of the world. We don't want to just stay in Texas. We want to reach out to all women in different states.
Okay. Do you also help the families in need? I mean, the families in need. Do you help families in need who are looking for help, or is it just, you know, families as a whole if they need help, if you're able to?
Well, I'm sure. If a woman needs help with her family, then yeah, we will help them. I don't like turning people down. I really don't. It makes me feel bad. That's a weakness of mine. That's a weakness of mine. But we will do our very, very best. And I think if our best is being met and done, then I think that we could pull something positive and bring something positive feedback to this organization. We don't want people to say, oh, you know, we came to them and they never helped us. You know, they wanted all this paperwork done. I remember, and I know this is off the subject, but I remember a friend of mine going to a church and needed funding for her house. She was behind on her mortgage payments, and they wasn't able to help her. They had her fill out all this paperwork, like a big, big book, right? And I looked at it. I'm like, what is that? And I laughed. And she's like, well, you know, you want me to fill out all this paperwork about my finances and all this stuff. And she really didn't want to fill it out, but she went ahead and filled it out. And at the end, after she filled it out, they still didn't help her. So,
oh, goodness.
Yeah, and
that's
that doesn't
awful.
Look really good. No, that doesn't look really good for a church. It doesn't look really good for an organization. If you can't help somebody in need of everything, but you can do something, it might not be what the person intended for it to be, but it can be something, okay? Something is better than nothing. I've learned that as a woman coming up. So, I've had people to turn me down when I needed help or, you know, a long time ago, you know. But it could be something. Any little thing helps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been in those situations, too.
Does
Women of America assist with job placement or training?
I couldn't quite hear the question. I believe it's my phone, but go ahead.
Does Women of America assist with job placement or training?
That's what we're going to get into a little later, about the job training and things like that and what to do on an interview, what not to do on the interview. Because I used to be an interviewer, meaning that when I did have a business, I had to interview people, you know, to work for me all the time. I look for certain things. I look for how you was dressed, how your attitude was. At the end of the interview, was the attitude the same as the first part of the interview? When you first walked in the door, did you have a smile on your face at the end of the interview, when you first, you know, then when you first came in? So we're going to help people. We're going to help all women to understand how to interview and things like that and what to wear on the job interview and things like that a little later on. But we will get into that. But basically, it's not just for job placement. It is for anything. It could be for personal needs. I did have a friend of mine in Georgia. Her house burnt down. Actually, her whole apartment complex burnt down. And nobody was able to help her. Nobody but Red Cross. Other churches couldn't help her. They turned her away. She lost everything. She had to start over. And I wish that was a group, something like this, to help this sister, you know, with clothes. She didn't have clothes. She had to work. She's a school teacher. She had to work, you know. So she did still had her car, but she didn't have any clothes, that kind of thing. So if this organization would have been there at that time, then we could all pull together and say, okay, here, my sister, here is $500 for some clothes. Go get a new wardrobe, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes.
You know, little things like that. You know, we might have gotten her a place or something like that. But, you know, little stuff. I think little stuff is what counts.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Especially, the world seems to be getting colder. And you're right about the connection between women.
Yes.
Back in the old days, I used to hear my mother talk about the friends she's had, and my grandmother used to talk about the old days, which my grandmother is deceased now. But it's not like that anymore. The world is a lot colder.
It's not. I mean, I could walk past, a woman in the grocery store and she just keep her head turned up, like wanting to say hi or won't even look my way or can't even have a simple conversation, okay? Things like that. And I'm not, I don't like that because I'm a very nice person if you get to know me. I'm very open. I'm very positive. And you never know who could help you. You got your nose so stuck up in the air. The thing is, you just never know. You just never know who you meet every day, you know. So I think if we get off this thing of judging one another and kind of, you know, I think what's going on, too, is that why it's a disconnection is because, you know, a lot of people don't want to be involved, you know, say, I'm not getting involved, you know. I'm not going to get involved in that or this, you know, because I don't want to be a part of that, you know. So I don't know why
it's
is it like that
sad.
These days. It's very, very sad. But, you know, I love to say hi and talk to people and about anything, you know. But I think what's going on, what created this is because, you know, gossiping, you know, among women. You know, if you look at today's shows, I'm not going to the shows, but if you look at the shows, I mean, all this gossiping and being negative and starting up things and that don't need to be. I think if we stay positive and if we stay positive, it's to learn to lean on each other. Like I used to lean on my grandmother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we can go a little further and keep God first, keep God in our lives, you know, too. So I think we can go a little further because my grandmother was the same way, you know, talking about the old days and that, all that stuff. I'm a young woman, but all that stuff about the old days, it works. I don't care what nobody say. My grandmother had 13 children. She washed clothes on her hands, hung them on the lines, you know, cooked food for her husband. That kind of thing. If she did it for 13 kids, I know I can do it for my 3 kids, you know.
Yes.
And she
yes.
was still, I mean, people loved her, you know, and, you know, people loved her. And you could tell how your fruits are labored, you know, if you die, you know, so everybody's coming to your funeral. That means you were loved, you know. So I really want us women to kind of, you know, not get back to the old days and things like that, but I just think that because we can't go back. We know we can't turn the clock. We can't go back. But I just want us all to pull together a little closer, you know, to call and check on each other. You know, every once in a while say, hi, hey, how you doing? You need anything? I was just thinking about you. You know, you need anything or is there something that I could do for you, that kind of thing. So, you know, you don't have to get into anybody's business, but you can just say, do you need anything? Do you need some help? Do you want to talk about something? You know, without your information being, you know, blast all over the place, you know.
Yes, gossiping,
that kind of thing.
And gossiping isn't the only thing that is hurting women. It's judgmental, being judgmental, too. They're just mad at the car, the house, the way they dress. People fail to realize that they're only looking from the outside. They don't know what's going on inside. I'm the type of person who hopes everything is going well with just about everybody. Everybody
mm-hmm.
doesn't think that way. They're looking at what you have on the outside, what you look like, what you dress like, what you're riding in. And, you know, some people just feel like, well, she'll think she's better than me or something like that. And that's not necessarily true.
Exactly.
And some women won't associate with women who have a lesser education than them, a lesser income with them, because they say that they're not up to their standards. But as women, we really do need to stop that and pull together. Because
yes,
in this day and age, in this economy, we're only hurting ourselves because our children are suffering.
Exactly. Exactly.
In a way that is hard for me to explain, but I'm sure you understand where I'm coming from.
I understand. Sister,
we're
understand. There are statuses, and we need to come up some statuses. I mean, I've been in church to where there's so many statuses going on to where you can't sit in the front with me because, you know, you don't make this kind of money a year, or you don't drive this kind of car. Oh, if you haven't, if you hadn't gotten a Mercedes, you know, you haven't made it to my level yet. You ain't made it yet. That's not true, because I know people who drive a hoopty, okay, and own businesses, and they make good money. I'm talking about over $100,000 a year. I was one of them, okay. So we need to kind of be careful. I mean, I could walk in a grocery store and, you know, and just with regular clothes on, and people think that, okay, she must don't have anything or whatever. I might just be having a bad day, or I might not feel like being dressed up. Half the time, people who does are, you know, they do make good money and things like that, and they're really good, you know, with what they're doing. You know, they're not trying to dress up because half the time they want to be relaxed, you know, because they dress up so much going to work.
Yes. Also, I like to say for the women who haven't got to where they want to get to, just keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying and keep praying.
Exactly.
Keep
exactly.
Keep your head up.
And I think, you know what, you are so right, because if we pray, if we pray more and worry less, I think we will start to reap everything that God wants us to have in life, okay? And as a woman, we have to see ourselves already there, and we have to pray like it's already happened, okay? That kind of thing. So I haven't always been where I am today, okay? But what I did was I kept praying. I kept putting everything in motion, and I didn't stop moving. I didn't stop moving. And if you don't stop moving and you keep on reaching for something, sooner or later you're going to get it, you know? Like, I could see myself owning that big house, or I could see myself having this big car, whatever car you always wanted. I see myself having this family, or if I'm a single woman, I see myself married, okay? So if you can see yourself there and pray and ask God for it, it could happen. It could really happen, because God's ear does not turn deaf to you. He hears you, okay? He hears you, whatever you need. He hears everything that you're always asking for. But sometimes he wants to see if you're going to give up, okay? That's the whole idea. He wants to see if your faith is going to remain the same. If your faith breaks and you don't have faith for it anymore, then you don't believe in God for it. So you have to believe, and we need to start believing in something, okay? Think about Malcolm X, okay? Think about Martin Luther King. They had a dream. They believed in something. They did not give up faith. They did not give up hope. They kept believing. And you know what? And I'm sure they had all kind of things thrown in their face, okay? Everything that could be thrown in their face, but they did not give up. They kept the faith. They kept marching, okay? And sooner or later, what happened, okay?
Yes.
Things start changing. Things start changing. Movements start happening. Just like Obama, okay? President Obama is not going to give up, okay? And I'm sure there's a lot of obstacles coming his way and has came his way, but he still did not give up. He still did not give up. And we need to do the same thing, too.
Right. And behind President Barack Obama and his wife, Miss Michelle, she's not behind him. She's beside him. So, you know, that's something to look at. She's beside him, not behind him.
Exactly.
So, that's something.
Exactly.
Is Women of America worldwide?
Yes, it is worldwide. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is. We're trying to touch all women across the board, all over the world. That's what we're trying to do. And like I said, I had a vision for this. I could see some things changing with this organization. I could see it. And therefore, I believe it, and I know it's going to happen. And we've already talked about that. Amen.
Okay. Amen. We've been praying. Do you have any advice for the youth, particularly teenage youth, women, young women?
Yes.
About education?
Yes.
Or anything else?
Yes. We want to, that's a good question, because I want to be able to go into schools and talk to young women who are in high school. actually, I became disconnected with women who, I mean, young girls who are in high school, because I don't know what young women are like these days, you know.
Okay.
I don't know, you know, what they're, you know, what they're like, what their motives are, what their ambitions are. I have no clue. It's been so long, you know.
Okay.
But I know what it was like when I was in high school, you know. So we look for stuff hip, you know, to do. But we look for role models. And I still, as of today, I look for role models and things like that, that I watch, that, you know, and say, well, this person was successful. How did they do that? To get involved, to see how they did it, you know, that kind of thing. Because I like to listen. I like to listen to other people and see how they did something versus talk all the time. I'm a good listener. So I'll sit there and listen to you and see how you did it and say, oh, I think I could do this, or I maybe could do it a different way. But just, you know, I just like to listen to people and see, you know, maybe they made some mistakes along the way. And, you know, it may help me not to make that same mistake that they made, you know. So I would love to go into high schools and talk to the teenagers about you know, some things about life and things like that.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a small break, and we're going to come back. We're going to take a break and give your voice a rest. All right.
Thank you.
Youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 72 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his slash her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth as on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks that will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny Project, please contact us at client@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com, or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, those are our commercials, and let's also not forget our other advertisers, Conti Contino, the inventor of More Time to Sleep. His website is www.mtts.com. Let's not forget Butterfly Cosmetics, April Smith Holt is the CEO. Her website is www.butterflycosmetics.com. Let's not forget author John Watt, author of Power of the Bee. Let's not forget Demetria Stewart of Atlanta Edition Online Magazine. That's Demetria Stewart at www.atlantaedition.com. All right, listen, let's go back to our guest, Miss Nikki Williams. How you doing, Miss Williams?
I'm good. Still now there? That I have some water.
Okay. Okay. All right, we're just about through. Please give your organization's website.
Ladies can visit there. Anybody can. www.womenofamerica.net.
Okay. Also, the event date and time again and the location?
Yes, June 16th, next Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. And ladies, let's wear pink as well.
Okay, all right. Will people be able to watch via video?
Yes, I am going to have somebody there to video and as well. I will place it up on my page and everybody can look at it. Yes, of course. And I will probably on Facebook make a group page for the women as well that are in the organization. But I will place it up on my page as well. You can see it from there.
I had someone ask a question for chat. They'd like to know, is it just for, do you help people just in the state you're in, or do you help people from this is from my chat line. She says, do you help people from all over, or is it just in the state you're in, women from all over?
No, ma'am.
State?
I think you're a witness to that one.
Okay.
About the question you asked me over the weekend. But no, all over. We want to help women all over. We want to touch lives. It's about changing lives. It's about helping, anybody. So it's all over. You don't have to be in Texas to get help. You could be in any state. Just let us know. Any woman out there that's in a different state, please join the group if you want to. Because what's going to happen is that when these videos goes up and all this, you can still be a part. You don't necessarily have to be in Texas to join the meetings and whatnot. We will have conference calls. We will have, if you have Skype, that kind of thing. We want all the women to join in. I think it's going to be a blessing to any woman that will join the group. They will get blessed. So I'm a true believer in God. He does change lives. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. Just stay positive. Anything can happen. We want to help all women.
I'm going to be watching through Skype or video some type of way because I will not be able to be in Texas, but I really
want
to be there.
That's okay. You can still be a part.
And I had talked to you, so I'm looking forward to watching and hearing everything and knowing what's going on. And I think you're doing a wonderful thing.
Thank you so much, Angela.
You're doing a great
thing.
And I pray that you're blessed and that you get many people that come to the event.
Thank you so much, Angela. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. And thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Anytime. Stay blessed.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Miss Nikki Williams.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, listeners, we had on the phone with us Miss Nikki Williams. She is over Women of America. She gave you the time and date and where to go to the location. If you cannot be there, she says they're going to be on Skype. So if you didn't hit the day and time and all that, just go back and listen to the interview, and you can get the information for those of you who didn't write it down. I thank her for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler, because I think she's doing a great thing. And she's right about one thing. There is a disconnection between women, and we shouldn't hate each other, because we really need to pull together in this economy for our children's sake and for lots of other reasons that she named, because God created us all, men and women alike. So, God created us all. So we're going to listen to Simone Biles, then we're going to come back, and I'm going to play some more music. I guess that's going to be it for Show Talk with Angela Butler. I thank my guests again, Nikki Williams, and I thank all of you that were on chat. Most of you didn't have too much to say. Show Talk with Angela Butler. I thank you all for listening to the show. Again, Nikki Williams was on the show with Women of America. Don't forget her event. Those of you who cannot attend, please go to Skype. All right. Everyone have a good night, and I look forward to seeing you back Monday. Thank you. Good night.